when I heard that on one of the Northern Ireland news reports, I was absolutely shocked because of the proximity of Greencastle to McGilligan Strand, and with the ferry crossing over and back a number of times every day. Now, I have been assured in response to my motion that the council are carrying out some checks, but I'm going to ask them today, after I go off here, to keep me informed of the exact locations of their checks and the ongoing results also of them, because I think it's absolutely critical that we keep on top of all of this here. And you know, it's okay telling me that they are doing checks, but I want to see the actual checks, where, by who, and what the process of examination of the samples are.
Obviously, Lough Foyle, very important, as well as its tourism features, very important too for the inshore fishers and for the oyster fisheries as well. And there'll be a lot of, I'm sure, fishermen and fishers that use Lough Foyle will be very concerned about this and will be looking anxiously to ensure that their livelihoods and that their stocks aren't affected.
Yeah, absolutely, Donal. And I was speaking to one of the aquaculture farmers there a number of days ago, and we just happened to mention that, and we were just talking about what potential diseases that these oysters were susceptible to, and you know, we did mention the issues about the blue-green algae being across the far side of the loch, and obviously that would give rise to concerns. These aquaculture people are creating a lot of employment, and you know, it's absolutely critical that we monitor the situation closely.